Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, the chairman of the board, CEO, and the co-founder of Insperity. And Paul Sarvati is with us. Paul's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, and Paul is here to talk to us about what they've learned, what his company, he and his company have learned about what small business owners are going to face as Obamacare is implemented fully January 1, 2014. Paul, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Absolutely. Glad to be with you.
Appreciate you being here and bringing this information. In the previous segment, you boiled this thing down to five key areas to remember that we're going to have to focus on, folks, all of us. The individual mandate, the payer play, which is how employers are going to have to deal with whether they pay for their employees or not. The reporting, which is really scary. We've talked about those three things in the previous segment, folks. So if you want to go back and listen to that segment, the two others are the pricing and taxes and the state exchanges. Paul, talk to us about the is there anything left on the reporting that you want to mention?
No, I think the main thing is you got to make sure you have some systems around time and attendance and around human resource information,
right,
and payroll information and benefits information. A lot of times those are coming from mm-hmm. different places, and it's all got to come together into ongoing reporting.
Including part-timers.
Absolutely.
They're going to want you to keep up with that. And is it the IRS that's going to be managing this?
Yes, absolutely.
We're going to have
another connection to the IRS.
How fun can that be, right?
That's exactly right. Well, people don't realize, but Obamacare has three different definitions in terms of how to count your employees.
Three.
For three different reasons. Your actual number of employees can come up to three different numbers. How can that be? But that's the kind of complexity that you have here.
Is that like new math?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, let's talk about number four, pricing, taxes, and?
And fees.
Fees.
So there are a bunch of fees and taxes that are in Obamacare. Some are already in effect, but there's a whole nother group of these that go into effect on January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them directly to the insurers that are now being passed through into your pricing of your insurance contract.
Right.
So
they're already being
there's at least 2.5%. Should be for most it will be about 4% additional cost on top of your regular trend.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in addition to that, Obamacare regulates how insurers can price your coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And historically, if you think of kind of a bell curve of some people paying maybe half of a standard rate,
right,
some people paying double mm-hmm. because of experience or other factors,
age the typical actuarial things.
Yeah, what drives the cost of healthcare?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is being compressed. Now there can only be a certain percentage difference between the lowest and the highest price. So those young groups with low cost today are
right.
going to get the highest and largest increases coming. And if you have a business where you have good experience, where you've been really managing health care well, there's a train wreck coming
mm-hmm.
on the pricing side.
Well, that's what Senator Max Baucus of Montana called it. So the older folks and the folks who aren't well, they're actually going to get going to be benefited. The younger, healthy people are going to get hit.
Yes, you will have people whose cost will come down.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely true. Although with all the additional
expenses, it
doesn't come down near as much as the others go up.
Right, exactly. And so, folks, this is an example of the government trying to control something that they're not used to controlling. All right, so prices, taxes, fees. That's number four. And this. Exchanges.
Now, the state exchanges, that was supposed to be the good part for
That's
small
right.
business, right? Because you're going to have new options,
be the great
new
equalizer.
Ways to, yes, new ways to get coverage and et cetera. And basically, this has fallen quite flat in terms of the implementation, and now it's being extended out. Instead of having options, they said they're going to scramble to get one choice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how one is a choice.
That's not a choice.
Right, it's not a choice.
It's a mandate.
And it's so I would say there's not much need to worry about state exchanges right now. It's
well,
not
the small business
a good
exchanges
for you.
Are definitely they put them off a full year.
Right, to January 2015.
Right.
So That means you get all the other things that were coming, the reason for a state exchange to be created for businesses,
right. Right.
Those things are still coming, and now without the exchange to...
So we got all the impact and not much of the help.
Correct.
Okay, so the main thing we want to get across here, folks, is that there's still a lot that hasn't become, isn't fully clear because it hasn't played out yet, but there are things that we can know to start getting prepared for.
And I'll tell you what we've done, Jim, is we have put together what's called an executive briefing,
right,
on healthcare reform, where our business performance advisors, I've equipped them, I've invested in them to be ready to be able to go sit down with you as a business owner,
right,
and go through these five items and go through the decisions you have to make.
Right.
And it's a very powerful hour spent that gets you to deal with this anxiety about health reform. Let's get the facts, figure out how it's going to affect you, and go down the road.
Folks, you need some help from someone. Please get help from someone. To start with, you go to Insperity.com and go to the quick links,
right,
and find some of the reform documents that you have there. And then, you have the other the presentation.
The executive briefing. That's the quickest way to get direct information. And I think they're doing it by webinar also,
right,
for those who want to just plug in that way.
Well, Paul, thanks for being a thought leader on this for small businesses. We appreciate it very much.
You're welcome.
Paul Sarvadio, ladies and gentlemen, the chairman of the board, CEO and co-founder of Insperity.com. Insperity.com is the website. Be sure to check that out. It's almost 29 after. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll be back after these messages. Whatever you do, don't go away.
So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.